Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to continue again. You must know this, that this fulfillment of my divine will is so great as to be numbered among the greatest works that God has operated. So you do see what Jesus is doing. The greatest thing is God becoming man. But what this is, it's the incarnation in reverse. It's God becoming like God. That's what St. Augustine says. St. Augustine says, God became man, so man can become God. So the greatest thing that ever happened was Jesus became man. God became a human. God became man. God, man. And now, Jesus through Louisa, Jesus and Mary through Louisa, Jesus the new Adam, Mary the new Eve, is bringing Louisa to be like God. This is astonishing. This is astonishing. See, can you imagine? He has asked, this is so amazing. He's asked us to be alive at this time. He's predestined us to be alive at this time to receive this gift. Holy moly. He didn't give this to St. Thomas Aquinas. He didn't give this to St. Francis. He says it wasn't time for them. As it wasn't time for Moses to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity, or King David to be baptized and ontologically changed, becoming a true son of God. It wasn't time. When Jesus came, then we had the sacraments. Then you could receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ in Holy Eucharist. But for the saints, it wasn't time to have this. Why? They did not have Louisa. We have Louisa. This is so amazing. You must know that the fulfillment of divine will is so great as to be numbered among the greatest works that a God can do. This is greater than making the universe. With a fiat lux, it is greater than that. Can you imagine? Everything that began when God said fiat lux, all of creation cannot compare to what Jesus has done with Louisa. And now he wants to do this with us. So he says, and I, Jesus, want the divine will to be known. I want you to know this, so that in knowing its greatest greatness and immense goods that the divine will contains, souls may love the divine will, esteem the divine will, and desire the divine will. And that's what we're going to do. We're saying to Jesus very, very clearly for this new liturgical year, every day, I love this first bread, I esteem this first bread, and I desire this first bread. So think about it. We're not going to do this until, you know, the first part of Advent. So what Jesus, I think, is asking us is to pray about it, to think about it, to get ready for this. Three times did the supreme divinity to decide to operate ad extra. The first was in creation, and this was without the intervention of man, since none of mankind had yet come out into the light of the day. The second was in redemption, and it was with it intervened the Blessed Mother, Mary, a woman, the holiest, the most beautiful, my celestial mother. She, Mary, was the channel. She, Mary, was the instrument I, God, used in order to fulfill the work of redemption. And the third, listen to this, is the fulfillment of a divine will to be done on earth as in heaven. That is, for the soul, Louisa, to live and operate with the sanctity and the power of our divine will, a work inseparable from creation and redemption, just as the sacrosanct Trinity is inseparable. So here we have creation, redemption, and sanctification. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You have Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Nor can we, Triune God, say that the work of creation has been completed by us, Triune God, if our most holy divine will, as we decreed, does not act in the soul, Louisa, and live with that freedom in the soul of Louisa. He says very clearly, so amazing. Nor can we, triumph God, say that the work of creation has been completed by us if in our divine will we have decreed does not act in the soul of Louisa with that freedom, that divine sanctity, the divine power with which the divine will operates, the divine will lives in God. Do you see what's happening here? This is astonishing. It has, as it lives in Jesus, as it lives and operates in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he says, it must live and operate in Louisa and in us linked to Louisa. This is why this is so astonishing. This is so astonishing. One of the things that we have, the scapular that we have of the third order, wear that when you pray. This is something that you really feel. I mean, it's a sensation that you're praying with a community, as a third order member. It's not just to fold and hang out your window. It's to wear. It's very, very important, because see, the clothing of heaven. Jesus says, I'm going to give you a divine nobility. I'm going to clothe you with a divine nobility. Now, the little scapula that we wear says to Our Lady, I want to be clothed with the clothing of heaven. This scapula that we wear is a little bigger, and we say, I really want to be clothed in divinity. I really am longing for that. So you don't wear it, to parties. You don't wear it, it's secret. It's hidden. You wear this when you pray. You wear this when you come together for a divine will meeting. You wear this, you don't flaunt it. This is not to be flaunted. It's to be hidden. See, God loves that which is hidden, because let's think about the Holy Mass. It's hidden. It's here, the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ, the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus Christ himself is hidden. Nobody knows about it. It's a secret. The scapular is hidden. It's a secret. You wear it on the inside. You say, I want this. And now with this scapular, it's to be worn when you pray. If you're a married couple, you can wear it when you're praying. You can wear it when you're reading the volumes. It helps you enter into that prayer. So you should kiss it before, with all scapulars, you should kiss it when you put it on, and you should kiss it when you take it off. You should be conscious of that, because it's to prepare us for. See, Jesus says, I'm going to clothe you with the royal garments of the sons and daughters of God. This is, see, why Adam was naked. He was naked because he lost the clothing of divinity. And Jesus says, I want to reclothe you with divinity. So again, it's a sign, it's a little symbol of saying, I want this covering. I want this. So Jesus says, even more, this is the most beautiful point. This is the highest. This is the brightest. This is the seal and fulfillment of the work of creation and redemption, which is sanctification. It's the fulfillment of everything. See, this is why a lot of people can't believe this, because they've been told all their life, well, you're here on earth to, have a good time. You're here on earth to, play golf. You're here on earth. No, you're here on earth to get ready for eternity. You're here on earth to get ready for the kingdom. And one of the great things is that all our loved ones are coming back. Those that love Jesus are coming back. They're gonna be in the glorified body. We're going to be in the glorified body. We're going to live heaven on earth. No eye has seen, no ear has heard the glory that's coming to mankind for those who love God. And this is the perfect way of loving God. It really is. So Jesus says, these are the three divine decrees. and they must have full completion. Creation, redemption, and sanctification. And in order to fulfill this decree, we, the triune God, want to use another woman, and that is you, Louisa Picaretta. The woman was the incitement and the cause for which Adam fell into his misfortunes, and we, triune God, want to use another woman to put things in order, to let man out of his misfortunes and back into his decorum, back into his honor, back into our true likeness, at just as he was created by us, triune God. So Our Lady was used to bring about redemption. And now Jesus is using a human, not the Blessed Mother, not the Theotokos. He's using a human born of original sin who is the true daughter of Jesus, the true daughter of Mary. That's what we want. I want to be a true son of Jesus. I want to be a true son of Mary. Who do we go to? The firstborn of the divine will, Louisa Picaretta. Link ourselves to her and watch what God will do. Right? I mean, Jesus said to Louisa, Louisa, you're nothing but a blade of grass. You're nothing, Louisa. But God Almighty has plans. And he says very clearly, Adam fell. Now we're going to use you to bring back to mankind his decorum, his honor, his true likeness of image and likeness of God. Therefore, be attentive. And what does that mean? It's very simple. Read. That's why we consecrate ourselves to becoming third order Benedictines of the divine will, is we promise Jesus that we will read a half hour a day. And for those that don't have the information, give me your email address and I'll send it to you. It's all from the divine will. It's all beautiful. It really is. I mean, he has planned from God that we become religious. Planned by God from the beginning of time to become religious. This is just astonishing. And what does it mean to be religious? It means that Jesus and Mary becomes Jesus becomes our father. Mary becomes our mother. That's one of the titles of Jesus. In Jesus, Father of the Age to Come. It becomes a true at that point where we, like Louisa, become little children of the Holy Divine Will. Therefore, be attentive. That means to read. Read. Do not take things lightly. This is not just about anything, but this is about divine decrees, about giving us, triune God, the field, the world, to let us accomplish the work of creation and redemption. What is the field? It's what are you producing? 30, 60, or 100 fold. What have you given to God? Is it to allow him to reign as Lord and Master and King? This is what he's saying. Is this field that I've given you, this life that I've given you, am I being sown there? You know, it says, don't let it fall among the weeds or the thorns or the dry or the shallow ground. That's the world, the flesh, and the devil. He says, let it be good soil. What is good soil? It's fiat. Let it be done as you say. Total submission. Total docility, total surrender. Volume 16, 8, 5, 23. Now, just as in order to form the redemption, it was necessary for my holy humanity, for my human will, to enter into the divine will, for the fulfillment of the fiat voluntas on earth that is in heaven, it is now necessary that I, God, open again the doors of my eternal will, that I, God, let one soul, Louisa, enter, that giving Louisa, free field, I, God, let her do from her greatest to her tiniest act in the all-seeingness, the immensity, all the power of my most holy divine will. Whatever she does. This is why Jesus said, take all the martyrdoms of all the saints, all the sacrifices of all the saints, all the purgation that the saints went through on earth, all that they went through, put it all together. It does not compare to one eye blink of Louisa. What does that mean? Jesus is blinking in that blinking. all the other sufferings of all the saints was done on a human saintly manner. Human saintly manner. When Louisa blinks, it's Jesus. It's divine blinking. Jesus is doing it. Louisa's doing nothing but cooperating. I want you, Jesus, to blink in my blinking. I want you, Jesus, to breathe in my breathing. I want you, Jesus, to beat in my heart beating. God says, okay, I take you at your word. Let me do it. So what is Jesus saying to us? He's saying, you love the saints. Watch what I'm going to do with you. The saints cannot compare to what Louisa did. Why? Because Jesus is doing it in Louisa. He says, it's the same for you. The saints will not be able to compare what I'm going to let you do, what you accomplish. This is why you go to your room and close the door and pray. You begin in silence, you begin to hear Jesus speaking to you. You have to hear Jesus speaking to you. That's why the consecration to the angels is so important. The angels speak to us in our conscience. Okay? Jesus speaks to us when we read the book of heaven. He actually speaks to us when we read the book of heaven. The word of God dictated these words to Louisa so that when we read them, we hear Jesus. Let him talk to you. And don't just read it like a book. Don't read that and go, well, that was really nice. Now, what's on TV? No, what you do is you go, yes, Lord, I want to be attentive. Yes, Lord, I don't want to take these lightly. Yes, Lord, this is about divine decrees. Yes, Lord, we are giving to God, the triune God, the field, my life, to let you, triune God, accomplish the work of creation and redemption by giving me sanctification. This is what I want. Get in conversation with Jesus. Be in communion with Jesus. Talk to him. Let him talk to you. Respond back to him. Just don't go, well, that was nice. God goes, I am speaking to you. This is so astonishing what our Lord is asking of us. Okay, so we're on the next paragraph. So, Jesus has opened the doors of his eternal will to let Louisa enter, giving Louisa the free field to let her do the greatest things in her tiniest acts. Her eye blinking, her swallowing, her coughing. Remember when she coughed? That was the other thing, too. She coughed, and it just went through all eternity. I mean, everybody heard it. And she was even startled by this cough because Jesus coughed. When I was looking at the books, I did this. And a couple of the pages I found where Louisa coughed on the page, I think. So I scraped that all off. So I've got Louisa's cough in one of my envelopes that I have. I went, oh, this is when she coughed. It was really, really amazing. Now, think about this. These words are going to come to life in us. What Jesus spoke to us is going to come to life in us. Volume 16, 11:8-23. Do not afflict yourself. Okay, that's the main thing. Don't be worried. Don't be upset. Don't be about anything. Always give your fiat. My daughter Louisa, you must know, this is Jesus commanding, that when I, God, came upon earth, I came to abolish the old laws and to perfect others. But in abolishing them, I did not exempt myself from observing those laws. Rather, I observed them in a more perfect way than the others did. So he completed it. He fulfilled it. Having to unite me with the old and the new, I wanted to observe them in order to give them fulfillment to the old laws, placing on them the seal of their ablution, in order to give to God, in order to give start. Oh, I'm missing page 6. Okay, I got it. Sorry. place of the seal on them to give them the start of the new law which I came to establish on earth, a law of grace, a law of love, which enclosed all sacrifices in me, since I was to be the true and only sacrifice. See, this is why Holy Mass is so important. It's the holy sacrifice of the Mass. When you go to Holy Mass, you are participating in the sacrifice of Calvary in an unbloody manner. You are actually at Golgotha. This is why when you receive Holy Communion and when you close your eyes after Mass for that 15 minutes, place yourself in front of Jesus at Golgotha. Be with Jesus on Golgotha. He is the only true and sacrificed one. He is the only true and sacrificed one. Therefore, all the other sacrifices were no longer necessary because being man and God, I was more than sufficient to satisfy for all. Now, Louisa, my beloved daughter, wanting to make you a more perfect image of me in order to begin a new sanctity, so noble and divine, which is the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven, I, God, want to centralize in you, Louisa, all the states of mind which have occurred until now along the path of sanctity. So, as Louisa begins this, all that the saints have done, all the states of mind which have occurred until now along the path of sanctity, as you offer them, as you move on, doing this in my most holy divine will, I establish their fulfillment. I crown them. I embellish them. I place my seal on them. What does this mean? Everything that the saints have done is perfect. It's all done in the divine will. So this is why Jesus is asking you, this is why I ask to every day go through the saints, go through their martyrdoms. And it's not just one saint, which a lot of people have. It's numerous saints that the Lord wants you to see. Repair, redo every thought, every word, every deed in the divine will. And when you do this, you give them a greater sanctity, a higher sanctity, a double heaven, Jesus says. So as you're doing this with Louisa every day for all the saints, heaven is being magnified. The glory of God is being, it's just astonishing what God is doing by our fiat. You become the feet of the apostles, feet of the missionaries, the voice of the preachers, the hands of the healers. You, what happens is, Jesus says this, every miracle that every saint has ever done has been done by the souls in the divine will, the little children of the holy divine will. As we repair for everything that a saint has done, the grace, the power, the miracle that's happening is there because of Louisa and us linked to Louisa. This is very, very clear. It's a new beginning for all of the world. So he says, to begin a new sanctity, I want you to be in a more perfect image of Jesus, which is the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. I, God, want to centralize in you everything that the saints have done up to this point to sanctify everything. And as you offer them up, as you move on, doing this in my holy divine will, I now, as God, can fulfill what they wanted, crown them, embellish them, and place my seal of a divine act in them. So when you read the great miracles, you can, I do this all the time. And you should teach yourself to do this. If there is a tragedy, you say, Lord Jesus, for all those that are in this tragedy, take my humble prayer, heal them, free them, save them, bless them, and take my prayer and make it your command. Okay? What happens, this is why if you've seen a lot of the tragedies, there's very, very few people that are hurt. I know the people in Houston. I know the people in Louisiana. Even the people, some relatives in Puerto Rico. They prayed in the divine will with a command prayer and very little happened. You have to understand, Jesus, he doesn't want anybody to be hurt. He wants everybody to be saved. So he's asking us, how are you praying? Pray in the divine will. Learn the command prayer. Say to Jesus, take my humble prayer and make it your command. We're doing nothing. We're just doing what Peter did when Peter was in the boat. Jesus, if you are the Messiah, command me to walk on the water. Come. And he walked on the water. Take my prayer and make it your command. In the divine will, you're going to see the power of the divine will through Luisa Picaretta be astonishing. It's a whole new beginning for everyone and for everything. The miracles that are going to happen, Jesus has happened because of the little children of the holy divine will. So he has saved the greatest miracles to occur for this time. More than what the saints did. You have to understand, it's a new beginning for mankind. And he is asking us, the little children of the holy divine will, linked to Luisa, to accomplish this. Well, how are we accomplishing anything? We're less than a blade of grass. We're saying to Jesus, you do it. I give you my prayer, make it your command. I surrender my prayer, let it be done as you say. Total surrender, total docility. Watch what God does. Everything must end up in my divine will. And there, where all the other sanctities finish, the sanctity of my most holy divine will, being noble, being divine, keeps all the other sanctities of all the saints at its footstool and gives them their origin. This is amazing. This is amazing. Therefore, he says, let me do this. Let me repeat my life and all that I did in redemption with so much love. And now I, God, want to repeat it in you, Luisa, and the little children of the holy divine will, with more love to set the starting point, so that the laws of my divine will may be known. But I want your human will united to and dissolved in mine. That's the drop of water at Holy Mass. And if you've never put a drop of water in wine, do it. You look at it and you put the drop of water in and watch it. And within 1, 2, 3, the water becomes wine. It's amazing just to watch. I mean, I see it every day. Watch that drop become wine. And he says, what's the prayer of the priest says? May we share in the divinity of Christ. This is what he's saying. I want your human will united to and dissolved in mine. You see what God has planned? Be attentive. Don't lose a moment. Don't think about you. You're nothing. You're less than a blade of grass. I hate to tell you. It's Jesus. It's Mary. So again, we use the three powers, the intellect, to begin to think with the mind of Christ. The memory is to be of Jesus. This is why praying the Holy Rosary with the Blessed Mother in the divine will is so important. You can be there in Capernaum. You can be there at Golgotha. It's not a pious thought. And so what Jesus is asking is your memory has to be of him. Your intellect must be surrendered to him so that your human will can be surrendered to him. Your intellect, memory, and will have to be given to God. I don't want mine. We can't want ours. So we take our human will and we're dropped into the cup filled with wine. And Jesus and the priest says, you will be sharing in my divinity. This is what Jesus wants. 16, volume 16, 11, 15, 23. The purpose of creation was already fulfilled, so we, triune God, got the facts. That the Word be made flesh, first to redeem mankind, and then so that our holy divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And yes, it was my mother who, taking into herself all of our divine will, delivered for the good of all creation, darted the divinity with divine arrows in such a way as to draw like a powerful magnet Jesus, the Word, into her womb, wounded by our own divine arrows. Therefore, we, can deny nothing to Louisa. Louisa is the one who possesses our will. See then the necessity which I, God, want another soul, Louisa, to offer herself to receive into herself all the acts of my will, which I delivered into creation, so as to give fulfillment to that fiat which I, God, brought upon earth, and which was welcomed and understood by only by the Blessed Mother, by Mary. And this is why there was no division between Our Lady and me. This is what God wants for us. No division. He wants us to be braided with Jesus and Mary. The three, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, and we are linked to Louisa, are braided with Jesus and Mary. Don't think that you can go to Jesus by yourself. God will go, that's nice. God bless you. You're still doing your human will. I want to hear this from someone who lives in my will. That's Louisa. So Louisa is linked to Jesus and Mary. She's the first link, Jesus says, to us. And we are linked to Louisa. Go to Louisa. Plead with Louisa. Pray to Louisa. Watch what will happen. This is, God's got great plans. Volume 17, 10, 6, 24. In sum, in everything, my divine will has its life, and with its power it forms the act it wants. So it maintains harmony in all created things and forms in them the different effects, the different colors, the different offices with which each of them contains. But do you know why? To make myself known to the souls. To go to the souls. Go first to Louisa and then to us. To court her. And this is why we buy a ring. We want to possess the three marriages that Louisa possessed. The first one is of the mystical marriage. And that's why we buy a ring. We buy the ring, we wear the ring, so that we can remember we have been courted by Jesus. We have been proposed by Jesus has proposed to us, and we accept it. Now, to live in the mystical marriage is impossible for us. There's no way that we can live with a mystical marriage. There's no way. Louisa possesses it. So if you link yourself to Louisa, then we can have it. Because we're with her. Hey, I'm just with this girl over here. And God says, okay. The three marriages, he married her, then he reconfirmed that marriage, and then it was the marriage of the cross. It's very, very important that we begin to understand that Jesus is proposed to us. Jesus is courting us. Jesus is waiting for us to give our fiat. This is not about good and holy and saintly things. It's very clear. To go to Louisa, to court Louisa, to love Louisa, as with many different acts of my divine will, for as many things as I, God, created for Louisa. My love was not satisfied with placing in the depths of her soul my divine will as heartbeat of her life, but I, God, wanted to place my divine will in all created things so that also outside my will might never leave her. And so that Louisa, with reason, see, we have reason, our intellect, might be preserved and grow in the divine sanctity of my only divine will, and all created things might be an enticement, an example, a voice, and a continuous call to Louisa, to make Louisa always run in the fulfillment of my divine will. And that is the only purpose for which Louisa was created. That's the only reason by which we were created. This is why we started out right in the beginning. The world should be destroyed. Why? We're not fulfilling the purpose for which we were created. This paragraph here shows us exactly why we were created. To let the divine will reign in us. Not only the heartbeat of our life, but on the outside. He wants us to see in every leaf of the tree the I love you of God. He wants us to hear on every leaf of the tree the I love you of God. He wants us to smell every leaf on that tree the I love you of God. He wants us to taste on every leaf of the tree the I love you of God. He wants us to feel every I love you with the I love you of God. He said in volume 36, I created the human senses for God so that the humans can experience God. Today, we are so far from that. Do you hear the I love yous outside? Do you see the I love yous outside? Don't say you're living in the divine will. You have to. Your senses were made for God. And all that's around us, every grain of sand, every blade of grass, every drop of water is an I love you from God. And He wants to hear our response, our reciprocal love. Yes, and I love you too. With everything that's around us. This is why Jesus says be attentive. This is the only purpose for which we were created. Volume 17, 4:23-25, this is her birthday again. Every act of the creature does in my divine will is a kiss that the soul receives and receives from the one triune God who created her and from all the blessed saints and angels in heaven. But do you know, he says, what this kiss is? It is the transformation of the soul with her God. It is the possession of God within the soul. And the soul in God. It is the growth of the divine life in the soul. It is the accord of the whole of heaven. It is the right of supremacy over all created things. The soul purged by my holy divine will through the omnipotent breath with which we triune God infuse in her no longer produces the nausea of the human will. And so God continues to breathe upon that soul His omnipotent breath. So that Louisa may grow with that divine will with which He, God, created her. On the other hand, the soul who has not yet been purged feels the attraction of her own human will, and so she acts against the will of God, doing her own human will. And God cannot approach her to breathe on her again. God feels the repugnance, and until that soul gives all of herself to the exercise and the fulfillment of the divine will, God cannot come back. So a lot of times people say, well, I'm living in the divine will. I'm doing pretty good. No. As soon as you worry, fear, anxious, complaining, negative, as soon as your passions are on fire, as soon as you're complaining and negative, you're not in the divine will. And it says very clearly, God cannot come back to you. God wants us to be attentive. When you're miserable, it's because you have not been reading. When you're worried, it's because you have not been reading. And if you're worried and you're fearful and you're anxious and complaining and negative, it's because you can't say fiat. It's very simple. Fiat. Lord, you're in charge, I'm not. Let it be done as you say. Then things get out of hand. You go right back to reading and God will straight everything. You have to understand, the Word of God dictated these words. He knows from the beginning of time how many paragraphs you're going to read, how many words you're going to read. He knows. He has planned 100%. You might have planned maybe minus 30. But He says, come to Me and I'll take care of it. Sit down with Me and read. And watch what happens. He will bring you to 100%. Not 30-fold, not 60-fold, but 100-fold. All you have to do is say, Fia, this is the time for reading. This is the time that I will read. And God will take care of everything else. All He's looking for is your fiat. And that's what He wants. He really wants it more than anything. So I did with my dear mother. Volume 17, 5:4-25. So I did with my dear mama. I filled Our Lady with so much grace that Our Lady gave graces to everyone without ever exhausting even one of them. So I did with my humanity. There was no good which it does not possess. And the very divinity to be able to give it to whomever it wants. So I did with you, Louisa. I, God, enclosed in you, Louisa, my divine will. and with it I enclose myself. I enclose in you its divine knowledges, its divine secrets, its divine light, and I, God, filled your soul up to the brim so much so that what you write is nothing other than the outpouring of what you, Louisa, contain of my most holy divine will. And even though it now serves you alone and a few glimmers of light to serve some other souls, I am, he uses his name here, I am content, because being divine light, it shall make its way by itself more than a second sun in order to illuminate the human generations and to bring about the fulfillment of our divine works, that our divine will be known, our divine will be loved, and that our divine will reign as life within souls. This was the purpose of creation. This was its beginning. And this shall be its means and end. Therefore, be attentive. And that means to read. Because this is about rescuing that eternal will with which so much love wants to dwell in the souls, but it wants to be known, and it does not want to be like a stranger. Rather, it wants to give out its goods and to become life of each one, but it wants its right whole and place and its place of honor, and it wants the human will to be banished, and only the only enemy. The human will is the only enemy for the divine will and for man. You have to begin to understand this. What you say in confession is the enemy of God. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. And Jesus says, I want that stopped. I want that over. This is an evil for God, and it's an evil for you. Your human will has to surrender to the divine will. That's what God is looking for. So he says, the mission of my divine will was the purpose of the creation of man. Therefore, do not be surprised at the great and marvelous thing I, God, may tell you for the sake of your mission, of this mission, or for the many graces I, God, may give you, because this is not about making a saint. So we're not doing this to become holy, he says this, but it's about saving the human generations. It's not about being holy, living in the divine will. It's saving the human generations. This is about rescuing a divine will for which everything must return to the beginning, to return to the origin from which everything came, so that my purpose, God's purpose of my most holy divine will, may have its complete fulfillment. This is not about being holy. This is about rescuing the human generations. As Jesus says, it's about returning everything back to God. This is different than what the saints were given. God is asking us to do something more. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we'll start the prayer of 3 o'clock prayer at 3 o'clock.